7.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you make the call. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. We kick off hour number two of the Tuesday show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, let's talk about your mouth, if you're in the United Kingdom. Because in the United Kingdom, your mouth is ruled by the government. That's right. They have socialized dentistry there. And we've actually touched on this before in the past. We had a story about some old lady that was trying to get some work done on her fillings, and just she couldn't get it done. It just took forever, and the job they did was lousy. Well, now LouRockwell.com is expanding on that.
Well, I've talked to dentists, and they say that they've seen dental work come over from the East Bloc countries, you know, the Soviet Union and East Germany and places like that, and they can tell. Like, it's just bad.
They can tell it's socialist?
Yeah, it's just bad.
Well, according to Lou Rockwell himself, when you think about the sufferings of the pre-capitalistic age, it helps to have a vivid example in mind. Think of teeth. In ancient Egypt, dentists drilled holes through the bone to drain abscessed teeth. No anesthesia.
Ooh.
Later, people learned that pulling teeth was the best way to deal with this and other problems. No anesthesia. Dental drills were in advance, but you had to keep the hole filled to keep the air out. Those who had the tools did the work. For centuries in Europe, the same guy who cut your hair also extracted your teeth. Talk about a jack of all trades, huh?
Yeah.
In the United States...
I think everybody knows that barbers at one point did dental work.
I just learned that myself. I did not know that.
What?
No, I didn't know that. You think they teach that in government schools?
You need to get out.
Where did you learn that?
I probably learned from my friend whose dad was a dentist.
Okay. Well, in the United States, it was the blacksmiths who would make the kitchen knives, saw off limbs, and drill and pull teeth. By the mid-19th century, the biggest advance ever came along. Laughing gas to take away the pain, which is unthinkably horrible in all ages and all places. Well, if you live in Britain, you are likely to experience a blast from the past. The system there is socialized. Shortages and bad service are as universal under socialism as tooth pain was before the advent of anesthesia. But many in Britain no longer have any choice. They have to pull out their own teeth. Only 49% of adults and 63% of children are registered with a dentist in England and Wales, according to the New York Times.
Whoa.
Half of adults. 49%.
Well, why aren't they registered?
Well, you have to be registered to get service, but there's still no guarantee that you're even going to get service. They're probably not registered because they know how bad it is.
Wow.
I figure they'll do it themselves. You wait months, even years, if you get in to see the dentist at all. To make the appointment, you have to call at 8 a.m. The logs are full by 8:10. This is what accounts for the burgeoning market in over-the-counter replacement fillings that you stuff in yourself.
Wow, why don't we have those here in America?
Because we have a relatively free market
right. In
dentistry. Dentistry in America, from what I can tell, is far less regulated than the medical industry in general.
This way everybody gets dental service.
Oh, no.
No, they don't.
Most people just avail themselves of their toolboxes and give the problem tooth a good yank.
Gosh.
It heals in time.
It does.
This experiment in British socialism was concocted by a class of intellectuals who imagined that their scheme would provide equal access to all of life's wonderful things. The result has been tragedy.
Yeah.
And this tragedy has in many ways ended in a terrible farce. People yanking out their own teeth in the land that gave us the most conspicuous example of the Industrial Revolution. There's more than a lesson concerning socialism here. The experience provides a warning against all forms of scientific social planning. These intellectuals hatch their plans to save humanity, but in some strange way they forget that they're not playing games in a laboratory. They're dealing with real human lives. And these lives are not large amalgamations of classes or races, but individuals. And we, as individuals, experience pain and suffering, joy and triumph as individuals. Tooth pain has a way of focusing the point on what really matters. Someone may claim that he has an idea for providing universal access to dentistry if only you could give him the power to do exactly what it is that he wants. But there are a number of questions you should ask. Will he or you be the one to suffer if something goes wrong?
Yeah.
who's going to be held to account if the plan results in deprivation rather than plenty? What's the exit strategy for abolishing the system if it doesn't work? And where's the guarantee?
There is no exit strategy when it comes to government.
Nope. Where's the guarantee that this exit plan will be followed? To jump back a bit, who's going to be held to account if the plan results in deprivation rather than plenty? No one ever is held accountable for socialism.
Never.
Republicans and Democrats in America pass socialist government policies all of the time. And then their 4 years are up, or their 8 years are up, whenever they finally get out of office, they get their sweet, sweet government pension package, and they go into retirement collecting over $100,000 a year.
Or consulting for some lobbyist group that realizes they can use them.
Yes. So they go off and they live their sweet, sweet life where they can afford all the private dental surgeries and the private medicine that they need to, so they don't have to rely on the very same programs that they created for us little people. And when we get sick and tired of it, when we realize that we've been screwed over, when we realize that this socialist universal health care, or in the case of Great Britain, universal dentistry, isn't working and it's actually leading to people being less healthy and having less teeth and being in more pain, we can't bring anybody to task for it. We can't take anyone to court because we allegedly consented to it by voting these idiots in the first place. And they just get to run roughshod over our lives and then waltz away off into the sunset. Never to be heard from again. Never to take any responsibility for any of the things that they've done. It happens over and over again.
It does happen over and over.
And we keep voting for them. So Lou continues, if someone can't give compelling answers to these questions, you're best to take the safe route and do nothing. No one in all of history has been able to improve on the workings of society via the power of the state. No matter how well constructed the plan appears to be, it always seems to make things worse rather than better. Free enterprise can't make the reality of tooth pain disappear. It can't alter the makeup of the universe. It can't even change human nature. It can't abolish morality. It can't take away the need for parents to train their children on the difference between right and wrong. It must accept the structure of reality as a given. Neither, however, can the state do any of these things. What free enterprise does is it provides the best possible system for dealing with that reality, for handling the tooth pain. It provides a rational way of dealing with the scarcity of time and resources. If you try to improve on freedom by means of the state, you not only create a worse situation, but you end up slowing the pace of progress and actually bring about retrogression in advances made through the capitalistic era. Now, why? Why is that the case? Well, it's because competition's gone. Competition is the only reason why we have new advances in these fields, in the medical field. I mean, it's slowed. It's dulled in the medical field here in America because of all the government regulations. But dentistry is less regulated, and there's new technologies, new procedures coming out all the time. New ways to, what did I hear on the radio last year? Sedation dentistry? Now they're knocking people out.
They put you slap out so they can clean your teeth or whatever. If you have any problems, I heard of a water laser. I'm not exactly sure what it means.
Wow,
but
sounds cool.
Yeah, I think that they actually extract the filling rather than using a drill. They use this high beam of water that they shoot out.
These are things that come about because one dentist is trying to one-up another dentist.
Dentistry compared to medicine in this country is really largely unregulated.
And it's fantastic.
Right.
The prices are relatively affordable. I don't have any dental insurance. Luckily, I take good care of my teeth, so all I really have to do is go to the twice a year cleanings. And, you know, that's, what, $75 or something like that? It breaks down to $10 a month.
I had a dentist before I moved. He only did not do insurance. Period. Flat
cash
out. Free
dentist.
Yeah. Free market dentist.
Super.
And his cleanings, $52.
Sweet.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. So, socialist dentistry resulting in people pulling out their own teeth. The free market dentistry resulting in all kinds of neat new products and neat new solutions. And it's just a world of contrasts. If you're in the United Kingdom and you can give us a personal story, we'd love to hear it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. There is the listener map. Over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to the map. With a little digital push pin, you can get one for yourself if you go to map.freetalklive.com. Punch in your location, your name, photo of yourself if you like, even a quote to go along with your entry, and you'll be up there with our other listeners, all 1,300 plus of them, at map.freetalklive.com. So we're talking socialism from lewrockwell.com. He is writing about the just blatantly socialist dentistry system that they have in the United Kingdom that has resulted in people yanking their own teeth out at home because they can't even get in to see a dentist.
Only half the people in Great Britain are registered with a dentist.
Right.
You're not going to see a dentist unless you're registered. So
right.
That means only half the people even have a chance of going to see a dentist.
So, right. Half of the adults are registered, and apparently to get into the dentist there, you have to call right bright and early in the morning at 8 a.m. because the call logs fill up so fast because the demand for dentistry, as you might imagine, is huge. I mean, this is something that everyone needs. We all have teeth, and we all need to take care of them.
And the dentists are essentially government workers because they're people are
being paid by the state.
Yeah, they're being paid by the state. So everyone knows that bureaucrats don't make a heaping huge amount of money, so people aren't as motivated to get into dentistry as they might be.
Sure, they probably have set pay. I mean, it all probably costs the same.
It's probably good pay, but it's not great pay. And some dentists make great money.
And they'll get the same amount of pay regardless of how many people they see.
It's true.
They can see 10 people in one day or 100 people in one day, and they'll still get the same, probably get the same amount. I'm speculating on that, but that's generally how it works. You know? They're not getting paid commissions. In the world of socialism.
It's possible, but who knows?
Right. So it's just, was it just a fascinating study in contrast? I know we do have United Kingdom listeners, so if you've got a story, definitely chime in at 800-259-9231 or shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. Just want to hear personally how bad it actually is. So whenever you hand something over to the government, they fail at it. Okay, they might get somebody's tooth pulled out and stop the bleeding, but it's not being done as well as it could be. It's not being done as safely, probably not as cleanly as it could be done. They don't even touch, Lou didn't even touch on the cleanliness aspect. I mean, can you sue your dentist if it's a socialist healthcare system?
I doubt it very seriously.
I doubt it too. So when they totally botch up and pull out the wrong tooth, the one that had the cavity was on the other side of your mouth, you don't get to do... You just lose another tooth at that point. Whoops. No wonder people aren't going into this system. No wonder they're grabbing a pair of pliers out of the back shed and doing their own home jobs. There's probably underground dentists in the United Kingdom.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, I wonder about that. 800-259-9231. Well, here's another example of your government in action. In this case, we're back to the United States. Now, over the past two shows, man, which we've been talking about, the police and hot calls.
Mm-hmm.
What's a hot call?
Well, a hot call is something that's going down right now. Robbery in progress.
It's usually action. There's action involved. Somebody is committing a crime, and it needs a response immediately, or else someone might get hurt. That's a hot call. And so we had a cop call in on Saturday after I alleged that there are cops out there that will just simply take their sweet, sweet time getting to a hot call. Because why would they want to put their lives on the line for some citizen? They got donuts to eat.
Well,
and so the cop called in.
And the same problem we were talking about with the dentists, they're not really compensated anymore for going in there and putting their lives on the line.
Exactly.
As long as they can make it look like they're doing an adequate job, they'll be fine.
So
it might be a good idea to show up fourth or fifth
right.
or sixth in line.
Show up eventually. But, okay, so I made that allegation. Then a cop called in and said, "That's not true. We're always on hot calls. We're the best. We're cops." And we said, okay, whatever, dude. We've moved on. And then this other guy called in last night to tell us a story about how Niall from Utah told us about how there was a gang fight out in front of his apartment complex or the house that he was staying at. And he called the cops. It was 45 minutes later.
Right. He's standing on his front porch watching them stuff the dead body into the trunk.
Right. I mean, on the phone with the cops.
Right.
There were other calls that were made as well. And the cops took 45 minutes to get there. When they got there, they took a few pictures, took a few statements, and left. Here's another story. This one came in via email from Chris. "Hey, guys, I was listening to the podcast of your show, decided I should share my story of the police and their response to so-called hot calls. I was a manager of a movie theater in California, and a patron came out to me to complain that a guy was blaring a radio while the movie was playing in the theater."
Interesting.
"So I went into the theater, indeed, heard the radio, saw the guy, approached him, and asked him nicely if he could turn it off."
"Excuse me, sir. Could you turn off the radio in the middle of the movie? People are trying to watch it."
"I know you like listening to Free Talk Live, but that really belongs outside."
"Absolutely."
Actually, hopefully this guy wasn't listening to Free Talk Live, because he responded to that nice statement by Chris by pulling out a knife and telling me he was going to kill me if I kept hassling him.
Hmm.
"I de-escalated the situation by telling him that I was just concerned for the other people and I didn't want to hassle him. And then I left the theater, heart pounding."
With all the other movie patrons in there with the guy with the knife.
"Yeah. And ran to the phone, where I called 911, of course."
"Well, who else would you call?"
"Told them the theater's address and told them about the situation. At that point, the guy came out of the theater while I was still on the phone to the cops, and he started yelling at me that he was going to kill me if I didn't hang up the phone. So I hung up the phone, and he went back into the theater." How long did it take for the cops to come in and get the guy? What do you think?
You would think just a few minutes.
He's
a guy
in a
with a knife.
He's in a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's locked in. I mean, he's not locked in the theater, but he's there. He's watching the movie. He's obviously not leaving. He's been asked to take the radio out.
Mm-hmm.
He's just sat there, threatened the guy with a knife, came out, threatened him again, and went back in the theater, obviously, to finish the movie. So the cops actually have probably till the end of the movie to get there, right?
Or perhaps just stab everybody who's in the theater.
Well, apparently Chris is
cut
still
all their
waiting.
Throats.
He's still waiting for the cops to show up.
Oh, my.
No, I'm not writing you this from the theater. I stopped working there 2 years ago. The cops never came. The police station is two blocks from the theater.
Wow.
And that's not the worst of it. The guy eventually left. Later that day, after a few more calls to the police on both the 911 number and their non-emergency line, I had another altercation when a homeless man came into the theater and passed out in the bathroom. When I tried to roust him, he took a swing at me and refused to leave and passed out again. I called the cops on him, went to the front of the theater, and just a few minutes later, I see a cop car pull up. Whew. Finally, they made it. Well, the guy got out of the car and proceeded to walk up to the Mexican restaurant next to the theater. Finally, I managed...
Did he have his chimichangas before he came in?
No, he didn't come into the theater.
Just kidding.
He just went to get food. So finally, I managed to wake the guy up, told him I'd give him some coffee if he would leave the theater, and that got him out of the bathroom and then eventually got him out of the theater. So he managed to do the job himself to get this old bum out of there on his own. No help from the police.
Wow.
There's a man with a knife in the theater threatening someone's life. I mean, threatening this guy's life. And the cops don't show up. I mean, yes. I'm sure there's stories out there of the cops showing up on time. I'm sure there are.
Oh, yeah, I would say we've the vast majority of
somebody
stories.
Else. I'm not going to make that claim, but we've heard people call in and say that before. And great, good. You know, that's nice. But what about this guy? What if the guy had started stabbing people? Would they have come if he'd called in to say that my customers are bleeding to death? Is that what it takes? Do the cops actually have to know that there's blood being spilled to show up? No, because in the case of the gang fight, it did take him 45 minutes, so they did show on that one. But
it does happen.
1-800-259-9231. Once again, what would competition do in the protection marketplace to improve on this? It'd do a lot. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
How How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Over 100,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting, and it's all totally free. You can get on it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know Free Talk Live's brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Manwich, we're going to go to your email box this time out. You've got an email from the federal agent.
You're pretty presumptuous about my email box. Like you just know what's going on in there. All right. So this is from the federal agent. Hey, Manwich, I was listening to your 5-1 show. A little bit of an old email.
That's all right.
And I wanted to tell you that I strongly disagree with your statement that nobody is ever going to fly another jumbo jet into a building again. You mentioned that passengers would act like the passengers on United 93, so there would be no more planes going into buildings. I disagree with you for several reasons.
Essentially, your contention is that if someone was to try anything as far as taking over a plane, they would be tackled by the people on that plane because they don't want to die. They don't want to get... They don't want the plane to crash. They
really
want to get blown up.
I really believe that. I really, right. I just can't imagine that anyone's going to ever hijack a plane again. I don't care whether you've got a box cutter or an AK-47. I don't think you're going to be able to do it because the people on the plane will not allow it to happen.
I agree with you. It makes sense.
You're not going to do it if I'm on the plane.
So what's his rebuttal?
One, this country is full of sheep. United 93 was full of a bunch of people who decided to fight. There's, of course, that's no rebuttal as to why another plane wouldn't, but I don't think that this would ever happen again. There was a large-scale attempt to take over a plane. Just because passengers have helped to subdue one crazy passenger, that does not mean that passengers would try to stop 5 to 10 Muslim terrorists if they try to take over the plane. There are not too many people who would fight back even if death was looking them straight in the face. Too many people would be waiting for the government to come and save them. United 93.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe they would because everybody's heard that there are federal agents on planes now.
I think you could probably figure it out pretty quickly whether or not you had a marshal,
air
marshal.
Either does or doesn't do something.
Right. Yeah. When either the air marshal doesn't stand up or he's too scared because there's 10 of them and one of him. So I think you'd find that out pretty quickly. But United 93 was a statistical anomaly. The stars were aligned just right, and you had to have the right guys in the wrong flight. But on other flights, you might have a plane full of Frenchmen who would just be eager to surrender. Now, the thing is, we give the French lots of problems, lots of trouble here in the United States because we pulled their fat out of the fire twice now in World Wars.
Well, didn't they pull us out of the fire a long time ago, Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we fought them shortly thereafter. But that's how things were back then.
Okay.
But the French did have a resistance. You know, that French men do fight. They may not, they may not have had some real luck in the last two World Wars, but they're sitting right in the middle of it. And we have an ocean between us and them. So, I don't know if that's entirely fair. And I don't feel like that's the case. I can't imagine people doing it. I can't imagine the men that I know, some of the women that I know, allowing this to happen. Number two. Cargo planes are... Now, he makes an excellent point here.
Okay.
Cargo planes are good candidates to be flown into buildings because they are subjected to less scrutiny. So, it's still a threat to buildings. I don't know.
It'd be easier to take over a cargo plane. I mean, there's not a crew and passengers on there, right? I mean, there is the crew, but it's not as large. It's just
you'd have to get on the plane. Why are you coming on here?
I'm cargo. Don't you see my shipping label?
You know, it doesn't make any sense. But it could happen.
Right.
Three, foreign aircraft could still fly into a building. Into a building. Many years ago, on an Egyptian airline flight crashed off the U.S. shore. The FAA later said that the co-pilot flew the plane into the ocean on purpose. I guess they looked at the black box and listened to the radio traffic.
Mm-hmm.
What would stop an aircraft from a Middle Eastern country from changing course at the last moment and crashing into a building in New York or some other big city on purpose? Well, at that point, you have to get a pilot, not some, you know, peasant from the backwoods that's willing to kill himself for Allah. You have to get a pilot who makes good money who is willing to kill himself for Allah. I'm not saying that it couldn't happen, but it's not very likely. And what's the TSA going to do about it?
Anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
And with a cargo plane, what's the TSA going to do about it?
Nothing.
I guess my only contention here is I don't believe that a plane's going to be flown into buildings, but these points that he makes, and they're good ones.
Sure.
They don't have anything to do with what the end of my point is, which is the TSA is stupid, annoying, and bureaucratic.
And I think he would agree with that.
Yes.
He doesn't like the TSA. We know that much.
The bad guys, number four, the bad guys are still training to kill us and our allies. Yes, I would imagine they are, because we're still in their countries. And why would they not use a tactic that was so useful to them and successful for them the last time?
Why would they not? It's been 5 years. I mean, it's been a long time since September 11th now. I mean, nothing's happened. He's right. It's certainly possible for people to hijack cargo planes and do these things that he's suggesting, but no one's doing them. I mean, they're having 75 incidences of terrorism over there in Iraq every day, and we've got zero here in the United States. It's not because of our great Border Patrol. It's not because of the TSA. It's because, for some reason, they're just not choosing to do it, because if they chose to wreak havoc and destruction in the United States, it wouldn't be difficult at all.
There's some problems with that. You have to get people that are willing to die in order to do this.
No, not necessarily. Not all terrorism has to be martyrdom, man.
That's true, but I'm just saying that
in the Muslim world it tends to be. However, if you were Osama bin Laden and all you could do was recruit people that were just willing to plant bombs and not actually kill themselves, would you pass up on that opportunity?
Exactly.
I mean, you take what you could get, I would think. So there's more to this?
There absolutely is.
Okay.
Let's see. Originally, we were lucky on 9/11 that they only went for four aircraft instead of the original 8 or 10 they were planning. Well, the reason they didn't is because they didn't have enough people that were willing to kill themselves and go on and get their 40 virgins
or whatever.
Originally, they were going to target both the East and West Coast, but the plan was trimmed down to keep it easier to maintain security. And I haven't heard of any of these other bombers. I mean, they find Zacharias Moussaoui, and that's the only one they can find?
Uh-huh.
Well, that just talks... If that's so, then it just speaks to how bad the FBI is in investigating this stuff.
And they are bad.
I heard the audio from the Tennessee deputies who were torturing that drug suspect. I just wanted to tell y'all that I can now understand why you have such a suspicion of the police.
Yeah.
I think those guys should have gone to prison for life. 7 years is too short of a sentence.
I agree with you. If you wear the badge... 100%.
And you abuse it, you should go to jail for life.
No, but they weren't wearing the badge when they did that.
I think that they should be placed in a cell with Bubba. Give Bubba some condoms, lock the cell, and check back in a week. Remind everyone to vote for FTL. I did today.
Right on. Thanks, Fed. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, you guys were talking about the socialist dental care in the United Kingdom before. So
yeah, people ripping their own teeth out with pliers, that sort of thing. What's up?
Right. I thought I'd tie that in by talking about the health care here in Sweden.
Ooh, okay.
First of all, we have a government monopoly on pharmacies.
Hmm. Oh,
so we have this government bureaucracy, and if they decide something's medicine, it can only be sold at the government pharmacies.
I see. I'm sure there's more.
Yeah, they have really short closing hours, so you get a headache at 7 p.m., you're screwed.
Hang on. If you can hang on, Liam, I want to hear more about the Swedish socialist healthcare system. 800-259-9231. Because there are a lot of people in America that are saying, we need universal healthcare, we need single-payer socialist healthcare. Let's find out what it's really like from the man who's there. This is your show, it's Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with two brand new Shriners. We added them over the weekend, and you will find them right there on the front page of the site. It links them over to, links you over to the Shrine, and you can see their validated photos, which means that in the picture, in their photo, they are proving that they listen to the show. And there's a variety of creative ways our ladies have decided to do that. In fact, one of our newest Shriners is using chalk. No one's ever done that before. I thought that was cool.
Very creative.
So you don't have to be that creative. You have to make signage. You have to prove that you listen to the show to get on the Shrine. Why? Because, well, we like our lady listeners, and they like us, so it's a mutual love fest.
Perhaps the next Shriner will spray paint FTL on the side of her car.
Why?
Be funny.
Maybe she was going to junk the car or something like that. So visit the Shrine, freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to Liam in Sweden. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Man, which is talking socialist health care, which you're actually living underneath there in Sweden.
Yeah, it's not good. It's essentially illegal to make money off health care.
Mm. Well, God knows, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, they think making a profit is a necessary evil, and they try to stop it as much as they can.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to reward doctors for helping people live longer or anything like that.
No, they're profiting off people being sick. They're evil, evil people.
Yeah, and we wouldn't want to have anything like advances in medicine or anything. We'll leave that to the other countries.
Well, you know, the government's best at everything, so, you know, we leave the advancements to them.
So give me some more examples, Liam, of how the socialist healthcare system manifests and how damaging it is to people there.
Well, I'll give you a short story. A couple months ago, my heart started beating really quickly. I thought I was having some sort of a heart attack or a panic attack.
Sounds like you're in love.
You were looking at pictures of Manwich, weren't you?
Oh, yes, of course. I have Photoshop.
Go ahead.
Right, so I figured I would call the doctor, and apparently you can only call the doctor once a day. This was the first time I'd ever needed health care, so I wasn't really sure of how the whole thing worked.
I see. How old are you, I asked?
19.
Okay.
So apparently you're allotted a family doctor. Mm-hmm. And he's on the phone for about 50 minutes in the morning. So I had to wait until 7 a.m. And then they give me, I had to keep calling because there's like 1,000 people that have this same family doctor.
Right.
Mm.
And I have to keep calling. There's no sort of automatic thing. I have to keep hanging up and calling over and over.
Wow.
I eventually get a time that same afternoon. So by this time, you know, my heart was back to normal. Nothing was happening anymore.
Well, is there no emergency room or anything where you can go to be seen?
Well, it's not much of an emergency room. I've been there once. Thankfully, it was someone else's emergency, but we waited about an hour and a half. There was a woman who'd been beaten and raped sitting there not getting any help.
Oh.
It was not very pleasant.
Hmm.
Well, the emergency rooms aren't always quick around here either, but we're about half socialist here in America.
Yeah, apparently I've heard that they force the private hospitals to help people or something like
they
that.
They do that.
Right, so yeah, let's continue your story. So you got an appointment in the afternoon.
Yeah, I eventually get there, and what they do is they check my heartbeat. And since my heart is beating normally at that specific time, they send me home.
Right.
So I still have no idea if I have any sort of heart condition, because that's come back, that my heart started beating irregularly, and I've gotten dizzy and stuff like that. But
well, I can probably diagnose you from here. You have some sort of heart condition.
Quite possibly.
What you need to do is move to the free state as soon as possible, and you can get a doctor there.
Yeah, a real doctor that actually cares about you.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do that. I'm going there next month, hopefully.
Are you really? For the Pork
Fest? On holiday, but I want to try and find a job, but I'll see what happens.
Are you going for Pork Fest?
Hopefully. The thing is, I booked my ticket before I knew when Pork Fest was going to be.
Ah.
So I have the wrong dates, and I'm trying to change them now. So
I see. Man, by the way, Pork Fest sounds really, it always sounds so exciting. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to make it. I don't know if we can afford it this year. I don't know if they're going to bankroll us, but it's essentially a gathering of, it's probably, in fact, I think I've heard it's the largest gathering of liberty lovers in America, and it's just an amazing place to be. There's speeches and just exciting stuff going on, activities all around the state.
Probably people dressed up in revolutionary attire carrying around guns.
Maybe so. Very good.
That would be fun. I've never fired a gun, so I'd like to try that.
They don't allow that sort of thing in Sweden, huh?
No, I have to have been a member of a gun club for 6 months and all sorts of regulations.
Wow.
What do you do at the gun club before the 6 months?
Well, you can shoot a gun at the gun club, but then after 6 months you're allowed to get a permit to own one yourself.
I see.
And then you have to keep it in a locked shelf thing
right.
That costs like 20,000 krona. That's like $2,000.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't want you to actually use it to defend yourself, huh?
You're not allowed to use it to defend yourself. You're only allowed to use it for target practice.
That's ludicrous. So if you defended yourself, if somebody was breaking into your home, you're just supposed to let them root around in your house, or are you supposed to, what are you supposed to do if someone's breaking in your home?
Well, there's a law in Sweden. You're only allowed to use necessary violence.
Uh-huh.
So if you use more violence against them than they used against you, then you can go to jail. Like the criminal can sue you for punching them.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy. Well, now, so what if you've got a dead criminal on your hands? Then what?
Well, then,
as long as you're not dead, you've used too much violence?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it was necessary violence, I guess you'd get charged for using a gun the wrong way, but you wouldn't get charged for the killing.
So it's like you get a charge for not being able to lie well enough. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much, yeah.
Liam, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, and hopefully we'll see you in the Free State one of these days. 800-259-9231. Man, I mean, there's just so many crazy laws. We could probably keep him on for an hour, just ask him all kinds of questions about their socialism over there and how bad it is. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You get to take control of the phones. 800-259-9231 is the number. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We invite you to shop with us. Amazon is the world's largest internet retailer. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to Amazon's main website. But if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, all of your purchase, we get a percentage of it. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. You're going to go and buy the hot new DVD, the baby clothes, the furniture. They have so many different categories, sporting goods, camping supplies, you name it. It's all there. You're going to buy your stuff online anyway at Amazon, so shop through us so we can get a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, which, do you have something about Inspector Gadget?
I do. I have an email from Jipperly. So, and he says, what's up with Inspector Gadget? I mean, seriously, where in the hell did Penny come from? How is Dr. Claw able to view everything all the frickin' time? How does the police chief always know what Doc Claw is doing? And where Gadget can go to, and of course, where Gadget can go to find him. Where does Doc Claw, why does Doc Claw hate Gadget? They apparently had a feud before the show's pilot,
and it's never explained why. And what's with Penny's computer phone book thing? It's like a freaking laptop, but there were no laptops in the mid-80s when the show was made. I mean, it's more powerful than a freaking TX from Terminator 3, with the ability to hack into literally anything in seconds, and even able to pick locks.
Well, it's a cartoon, first off, silly.
How does an 8 to 12-year-old get a hold of one of these? Is Penny a time traveler come back in time to save Inspector Gadget? Screw Gadget! And if so, why not bring a super hyper gun from the future, or actually attack Doc Claw? I mean, they must know where he is. He never seems to leave his lair in over half the episodes, and apparently the police chief has a mole, so they know where Doc Claw is.
You know what I heard?
Mm.
I didn't see it for myself, but I remember hearing a long time ago that apparently on the very last episode of Inspector Gadget, you actually find out that Dr. Claw is the police chief.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess
it's a vicious rumor. I've never bothered to go online to verify it, but it does explain why it is that the police chief always knows what's going on.
It doesn't explain the laptop.
It's been so long since I've seen the show. I don't remember. I mean, I remember she had some sort of gizmo, but I don't really.
I remember she had a book and a dog that sort of pantomimed things.
Yeah. Brain, but, I believe.
The dog's name was Brain.
Now, wait a minute.
I used to watch that show religiously. I liked it.
How old were you when that was on? You were born in 1971. Right. So you would have been 15, high school, right?
Yeah, I guess I did. It came on before R Star Blazers or Robotech or something like
that. See, I watched that show, but I would have only been 8.
Yes, well, what can I tell you?
Or 7. Or
now, come on. It had to have been on earlier than that because I had a job at 12.
Okay.
So
I was thinking it would be mid to late 80s was when that was on.
Oh, I don't think. Maybe mid. Early to mid, I'd say. Well, it was on mid to late because they play reruns.
Now we're going to have to find out. I mean, a lot of the questions, I just don't remember the show well enough to answer most of them, but it's a cartoon. They can do whatever they want. That's the fun part about cartoons, Gipperly, is that you can make total fantasy out of them. You can have people do unbelievable things because you're not constricted by gravity and physics and all the other things that normally constrict a video production.
It clearly didn't restrict Inspector Gadget.
Indeed. But now I want to know, was Dr. Claw the police chief? I'll have to find out. We'll go dig it up during the news. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.